It's called Mission 7. But not only was I sure that I knew the name of the movie and the release date, but I was sure it would be coming out at the IMAX. So almost without looking, I almost inadvertently bought tickets for the new James Bond movie, No Time to Die, which was opening at the IMAX. So that was a whole lot of misinformation. And the thing about misinformation, all misinformation, is that it builds on itself so that it feels truer and truer, at least until something more true is revealed. And the good news is truth builds on itself too. But the difference is that when spiritual truth feels real within us, It never stops feeling true to us. There is nothing truer than truth. So I have been given this wonderful opportunity to say this morning that whatever you hear from me on a Sunday or any day of the week, really, reflects the truth that feels real to me. And as I share it with you, it builds on itself within me and becomes more and more visible in the world I see. What I share is intended to be inspirational and directional, to encourage any of us who have a desire to know what's true about ourselves and life, to discover what feels true for ourselves by looking where it can be found within us. It's the only place that we are able to feel the real. I mean, we can spend a lot of time and energy on false assumptions in life. Often wrapped up in our fearful certainties that something's going to happen that doesn't, or that something isn't going to happen that does. We can waste a lot of our earth time spinning our wheels in confusion or going off in the wrong direction, especially if we're getting our information from someone else. If we are relying on those around us to tell us what to think, rather than relying on the guidance of the spiritual truth within us that is wisdom itself, we often find that we're heading in a direction we truly don't want to go, and we're not enjoying the trip. There's a lot of opinions in this world offered by experts and influencers. There's a lot of advice solicited and not, from doctors and lawyers and politicians and media spokespersons and pastors at the podium, by family members and friends and coworkers. I mean, everybody has an idea about life and how it goes, or at least how it should go so that it goes our way. It's when opinions and advice are offered and presented as irrevocable truth, that they build on themselves and become more and more visible in the world. I mean, why does anything feel true to us? It's because something within us resonates with it. But that something can be fear. Or that something can be love. But only we can make that distinction for ourselves. Carl Jung said, "Who looks outside dreams, who looks inside awakes." These are confusing times because these are times that are filled with conflict. That's why questioning what's true is so important. But not questioning it by pointing our fingers at others, and not by making oppositional and argumentative statements of our own, but by directing our inquiry inward, by quieting our mind and asking the unchanging divine truth that lives in us what's true for us. Not everybody else, but for us. And then focusing our thoughts and our words and our energy and our actions on that truth. Misinformation is often offered unintentionally by those focused on this world that's filled with scary images and actions. And they're simply reporting back what they see. I mean, it's exactly what appears to be true when what's true is judged according to appearances. And that's why we read in the book of John, and this is from the New International Version of the Bible, that said, "Stop judging by mere appearances, but instead judge correctly." So how do we know if we're judging correctly? We either feel fearful or we feel peaceful. Misinformation doesn't feel good within us. It's disturbing. It causes confusion and anger and sadness and anxiety and a sense of separation from others in life. We know we've found the truth that will set us free when we feel good as we focus on it, as we think about it, as we speak of it, as we take actions that reflect it. We know we've touched divine truth because it brings clarity and peace of mind and well-being and a sense of unity with all life. There's a book, first published in 1841, that's called Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. It's a series of non-fiction essays looking at why sane people believe the nuttiest things. The short answer was given by A Course in Miracles. This world is insane. And when we focus solely on the world, it makes us crazy. And we're likely to believe the nuttiest things. But if we're tuned into the spiritual guidance that lives in us, if we're aligned with the inner being that is the greater part of who we are, the one that can see the life choices before us and knows what we want, it will guide the outer part of us in the direction of well-being, of peace, of love, of compassion and kindness. It'll guide us in all of our decision-making through our intuition and our gut feeling, but we need to allow it to by trusting what we feel and trusting that impulse and then following its guidance. When we're in the habit of checking in first to feel what's real for us, we'll know the truth when we see it, and we'll feel the truth when we hear it. As Dr. Seuss so wisely said, you have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes, you can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know. And you are the one who'll decide where to go. No one can put divine truth within us because it already exists within us. Others can remind us it's already there and encourage us to tap into it. But no one can make us follow our inner guidance but us, and no one can stop us from following our inner guidance but us. No one can make us love ourselves if we don't, no matter how much they may love us. And no one can make us feel worthy, no matter how much they may value us. We'll never feel spiritually confident about who we are or safe and secure in this world simply by relying on someone else's words, no matter how holy those words may be. It's only through our individual experience of divine truth within us that we're able to feel what's real for us. What's real as us. And then live that truth as we move through this world. Which brings us, and none too soon, along our spiritual path through the alphabet, once again to the letter U. And this morning, U is for undo. And as mentioned, the title of this morning's talk is Can't Undo What's True. Ever had a dream at night where you were in an argument, an intense argument with someone you love, or romantically involved with someone you shouldn't be? Or maybe you were being chased by the bad guys, or maybe your teeth fell out, or some other unpleasant thing happened. And then you woke up to discover it was only a dream and you were okay. Remember how happy you were that you still had your teeth and you still had your friend and that you were still you. What had happened while you were dreaming wasn't true. You may have even wondered what you ate or what you were thinking before you went to sleep so that you wouldn't eat whatever it was or think whatever it was again. And just as our night dreams reveal to us what's on our mind by giving form and expression and a storyline to our thoughts and feelings as we sleep, the forms and experiences and storylines of our daily life as we live it in this human experience do the same thing. Whatever the condition of our health, whatever the situations are in our relationships, whatever storyline is playing out as our life is revealing to us what we've been thinking and how we've been feeling about ourselves and life. If we knew our everyday life with its ups and downs, with its happies and sads, with its sicknesses and health, and in every other way, was just a dream giving us feedback. If we were enjoying our life, we'd likely wonder what we've been eating or what we've been thinking that is causing such unpleasantness, and we would probably not eat or think that thing again. Even though we prefer sweet dreams, we realize our night dreams are just dreams and they don't change who we are. But many of us are convinced that our thoughts and our emotions and our words and our actions in this world have irrevocably changed us for good and in a not so good way. The good news is we can't undo what's true about us no matter what we do, because who we are in truth has never depended on anything that we've thought or said or done. There is no prerequisite for our being spiritual and no rules that we can break that would change who we are. There's only one law in the whole universe, the law of love. And it's governed by the law of attraction that gives us feedback and lets us know if we're loving ourselves and others. That's what spiritual awakening is about. The realization that despite any manifestation, we can't undo what's divinely true. That's also what the gratitude step in affirmative prayer is all about. The thankfulness that truth is always present beneath any disease, any disaster, any disharmony. Healing is revealing that the truth of who we are forever remains true, unchangeable in us, even as our world changes. When we realize that we can never undo what is spiritually true about us, then no matter what's going on in our life, we'll know that we're okay. And even more than okay, because we'll know that God has our back and keeps our truth in mind no matter what. Then we're free to row, row, row our boat gently down the stream of this human experience merrily. Because we know that life in all its changing ways hasn't changed us. It's just a dream. Ludwig Wittgenstein. You got to remember that name because he's an Austrian-British philosopher considered to be one of the greatest philosophers of the modern era. He wrote, "We are asleep. Our life is a dream. But we wake up sometimes. Just enough to know that we are dreaming." Each time we heal, whether we heal our physical body or a relationship, our emotions, we awaken just enough to know that we were dreaming and to feel such gratitude that we were. Every healing is an opportunity for us to applaud our divinity and then to choose whether we want to go back to sleep and live a vulnerable, powerless human in a powerful world? Or to stay awake to the truth of our divine self and to live as who we are, the power in this world? We are now and forever the holy, beautiful, powerful being of love we've always been. The spiritual master, Sai Baba, said, "You are not the desire, the mind, the intellect, the senses, the emotions, the attachment, the ego, the work, the body, or the result. You are none of that. You are the light of consciousness that is reflected from the real self. This light or soul is the reflection of the universal truth, and it remains always aware of himself as being the real self. Your nature is blessed. Nothing, nothing can ever destroy your true nature. She stays in the eternal silence of an unbroken peace. This is you, and we can't undo what's true." Namaste. All right. Okay. It's all good? Except for my mic. Okay, well, this is the time of our service when we get to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Huh. Just, you know, Muji and, every mystic I could name right now says the same thing. If we just went about our day saying thank you, thank you, thank you, everything would flow in such grace and happiness. And so just to be able to say those words and you want to all just say that real? Let's go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Doesn't that feel good? Let's do it one more time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes. Yeah. You should feel the energy in here. Doesn't that feel good? And so this is our time to say thank you to everyone who supports LEC. That you're here this morning. That you are here live stream, that you might be listening later, but that you listen. And sometimes you share. And it's so important because that is how we'll get this message of love and of pure positive energy and of brotherhood and sisterhood out to the world. This is how it's done. It's not done by arguing about it. It's done by living it and sharing our love with each other. So thank you for your financial support that keeps us going, because we got a long way that we want to go in this. And so if you don't know how to support LEC, there are several ways you can... you can hit the donate button on our Life Enrichment Center Facebook. You can go to our website, lecflint.com, and hit the contribute button. If you're a member of PayPal, that's a way that you can support us. And of course, you can write a check and send it or bring it in person, preferably. But if you can't be here, then you can send it to the Life Enrichment Center, 2512 South Thigh Road, Flint, 48532. And thank you. Okay, so now our gratitude receiver, who